The polls are closed in Ontario for the 2021 federal election, but the results are not known yet. While the votes for the 44th general election are counted, here's a look back on how the results have played out in Timmins-James Bay in past elections. Timmins-James Bay is a large riding, covering 251,599 square kilometers. The major municipalities are Timmins, Kirkland Lake, Cochrane, Iroquois Falls and Black River Matheson. The population of the riding is 83,257. There are 62,755 voters on the official list, according to Elections Canada. The riding has been NDP since 2004 when incumbent Charlie Angus won his first election. Prior to that, it was held by the Liberals for 8 years. Angus' first race was the closest when he took 41.44%, 14,138 votes, of the votes over Liberal Ray Chenier, who had 13,525 votes. In the last federal election in 2019, Angus won with 40.5% of the vote in the riding. There were 4,978 votes separating Angus and the next candidate, who was Conservative Cramer Granke. There were just 464 between Granke and Liberal candidate Michelle Boileau. The 2019 election was also the first for the People's Party of Canada. The local candidate was Renaud Roy, who had 1,248 votes. Green candidate Max Kennedy had 1,257 votes. In 2015, Angus won with 42.9%, 15,974 votes, of the votes. There were 3,034 votes separating Angus and the Liberals' Todd Lever, who had 12,940 votes. That year, veteran municipal politician John Curley was the Conservative candidate and took 20.4% of the vote, while Green candidate Max Kennedy had 2% of the vote. There are four candidates in the running to be the Timmins-James Bay Member of Parliament in the 2020 election. The candidates in Timmins-James Bay are NDP Charlie Angus, Liberal Steve Black, Conservative Morgan Ellerton, and PPC Stephen McLeod. Now that polls have closed, watch timminstoday.com/CanadaVotes for local results for today's federal election.